TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Amir Nazar Zuabi is a theater writer and director, but his performances go on in rather unconventional spaces. He makes traveling shows for refugees about the refugee experience. In his talk recorded for TED Monterey 2021, Zuabi shares his vision for taking theater out of the theater and into the streets and the power in this ambitious approach. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
I'm Amir Nazar Zuabi. I was born in East Jerusalem, in a tough part of town between Beit Hanina neighborhood and the Shafat refugee camp. I'm a mixed child. That means my mother is Jewish and my father's Palestinian. So the refugee experience runs very deep in the DNA of the family. When my Jewish grandparents were fleeing Europe because of World War II, they came to Palestine and drove the other part of my family into exile. When I was 14, I stumbled by accident into a theater show in this rough part of town, and I fell in love. I fell in love with a reality that was being created in front of me, a reality that was full of possibilities, that was wilder, that was free, a reality that was an opposite contrast of the harsh reality we were living in. And I became a theater practitioner. Becoming a theater practitioner in Palestine is like conjuring water in the desert. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the big artistic institutions. What we do have is a need and something to say about the world we live in. Taking my shows to communities and refugee camps in Palestine, I was always struck by the immediacy of the encounter. And that became a very powerful experience for me. In 2015, at the height of the refugee crisis, when hundreds of thousands of people were walking across Europe, with all the pain and the anguish that we saw, I started thinking that maybe we need to create a new model of theater. Maybe we need to take our theater out of the theaters and into the streets where these people were walking. And I started working with Good Chance Theater Company, a company that creates theater about the refugee experience. Together, we created The Walk. The Walk is a rolling arts festival that will cross 8,000 kilometers, 65 cities, towns and villages in its way, and we will create 120 events of welcome. The Walk is led by a 9-year-old Syrian girl, an unaccompanied minor called Amal, and Amal in Arabic means hope. Amal is a 3.5-meter puppet created by Handspring Puppet Company, the renowned puppet company from South Africa. The Walk will start in the border of Syria-Turkey in a city called Gaziantep. We will make our way through Turkey and into Greece, then from Greece to Italy, from Italy to southern France, then through Switzerland to Germany, Belgium, and back to northern France across the English Channel, and then from Dover all the way up to Manchester. In order for Amal to make her journey, Amal has 3 sets of puppeteers to walk her, and each team is trained to give her gesture and nuance, which is what brings Amal to life. Together, there's 12 people in the company, 12 people that come from diverse backgrounds. Together, they will walk Amal all the way from Gaziantep to Manchester, giving her life. The walk is a very ambitious project. It's a huge logistical feat with all the territory that we need to cover. And it wouldn't be possible without the network of partnerships that we have. We are working with 250 partners along the route and thousands of participants. We're working with a very diverse group of partnerships, with humanitarian groups, with civic society, with the mayors of the cities that we're going to visit, with faith leaders, with grassroots refugee organizations, and with the leading institutions and refugee artists in Turkey and Europe. And to all of them, we asked one simple question. We said, Amal is a 9-year-old girl that will pass through your city. She's alone, she's afraid, she's vulnerable. How would you like to welcome her? What would you learn from her and what will you teach her? And this small proposition harvested an unbelievable amount of generosity and creativity from our partners. Now, after 2 years of planning, the walk has started. The walk is a huge play set on a 8,000-kilometer stage. The events that will meet Amal on her way are events created by our partners, and they are big city-scale installations, participatory performances in the cities, precise meetings with communities or with an artistic work across the journey. We hope that these events will become the rich tapestry of Amal's experiences on her epic odyssey. It's important to say that the walk is not a walk of misery. This is a walk of pride. We want to challenge the perception about the refugees. We want to talk about them not as an issue, not as a problem, but to talk about the potential they bring, about the cultural riches they come from, and to honor their experience. We want to turn this into a celebration of shared humanity and hope. We hope that the walk will leave at its wake, all the way from the edge of Turkey to Manchester, a network of thousands of people of goodwill, a wide corridor of friendship, and a new way of thinking about what it means to be a refugee in today's world. Everybody can follow Amal along her journey through the continuous updates on our website and on our social media. And I invite every one of you to welcome Amal in your own way. Thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.